Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oh, I don't know, oranges perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, oh, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric
Metaxas. Thanks, Todd. Thanks. Folks, we're going to continue our conversation for a few minutes at least with Beckett Cook, Beckett with one T. The book is A Change of Affection, A Gay Man's Incredible Story of Redemption. Beckett, it is an incredible story. I mean, there's so many people, I'm sure they're thinking, that couldn't happen to me. Or, you know, they're in the gay lifestyle and they've been sold this narrative that is who you are.
Yeah.
And I reject that because I don't believe that any of us is defined by his desires. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people who desire, there are straight men like me who are married, who desire other women. And you can either say, like, that's who I am and right. go with it, or say, whoa, that would be adultery. That would be wrong. You know, like, we cannot allow ourselves to be fatalistically defined by our desires. But that's a big issue.
Jeffrey Epstein was defined by his desires.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, yeah, a little.
A little bit.
Yeah. But you know, you must encounter people who feel that, you know, quote unquote, this is who I am. It's this narrative. And I think these things become cliches. Mm-hmm. Like at some point, gays started saying that, no, this is who I am. And I thought, well, what do you mean that's who you are? Like you're a lot of stuff.
Right.
And, but I don't know how is it that you, I feel like people put that up as a wall to shut you up and say, if you don't accept me and you don't accept this part of me, you don't accept me. And I think that's at least in cases like yours, it's certainly not the case. It's these things are fluid.
Yeah. And I, of course, when I was living as a gay man for 20 years, I thought it was immutable. I absolutely didn't think that's who I was to the core. I was gay. This, you know, that was my life. And I, you know, I had many relationships and, so, yeah, I felt the same way, and it took this kind of encounter with God to switch it.
Have you ever had an opportunity to talk to people from your past, from that lifestyle, and what in the world do they make of you? Are they repulsed?
No, some maybe are, but there was actually a few guys from my past who were gay are now Christians and have left that life too, which is amazing. And a guy who was assisting me for years, he just became a Christian like 3 months ago. And when I told him 10 years ago that I was a Christian and that Jesus, I was like, Eddie, Jesus is real. Like it's crazy. And like, I'm not living that life. And he was like, oh honey, like that's crazy. You're delusional. Like, and he 10 years later, just got saved. And now he walked away from that. And it's amazing.
Another thing we have to be clear about is that there's a continuum of sexual desire, right? In other words, there's some people have this narrative that, okay, I'm gay, and then God's going to come into my life, and he's going to fix that, and then I'm going to be attracted to women and get married. Sometimes that happens. I know people
right.
to whom that has happened.
Yeah.
There are people to whom that has happened kind of halfway, where they still have some same-sex attraction, but they're in a wonderful marriage, to a person of the opposite sex. And then there's some people where that doesn't change, but they know that they can be celibate. And I think part of the problem is we live in such a hyper-sexualized culture. People have forgotten that throughout history, sex has not been the main dish in life. People
right.
act today like this is it. If I can't have that, life isn't worth living. But there have been an infinity of people who've lived as celibates or even as celibates within marriage sometimes, that there
yeah.
are all kinds of stories. And I think that that's part of what makes it hard to talk about.
Yeah. And there's so much pressure from culture to be sexual and to live. And if you're not being sexual, if you're not in relationships, if you're not on Grindr, something's wrong with you. So there's this crazy pressure from the culture. And
yeah.
one of the things that
I didn't know we were going to talk about Grindr.
I didn't either. We shouldn't talk about
it. It's a family show.
I know.
Go ahead.
But one of the things that was so cool about when that day I got encountered God and got saved was I felt this relief. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to date anymore. I don't have to date guys anymore. I don't have to go on blind. All my friends, Mariska Hargitay, she lives here. She would always try to set me up on dates with people. And it was like, finally, I didn't have to be set up anymore on blind dates. And I was like, thank God I can just have this relationship with Jesus and not deal with this anymore.
But I'm kind of hurt now that Mariska has never tried to set me up on a date because she doesn't even know that I'm married.
Oh,
okay. So you, can we talk about, were you ever sexualized at an early age or is that something
yeah.
you don't want to talk about? Or I don't know like what the story
yeah,
is.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was in third grade. I don't know exactly the time, but I spent the night at a friend's house and I woke up in the middle of the night to his father molesting me. And I remember just feeling that like if I didn't allow it to happen that he was going to, I remember this idea of a knife. I thought he was going to stab me with a knife if I protested in
oh
any
my
way.
Gosh.
So it was a terrifying night. And it didn't, thankfully it didn't last very long. It was very,
but my gosh,
but it was,
Beckett, wait. That's unbelievable. What you just said, it seems like you may have had some same-sex attraction before that?
I think I did.
Maybe
I think
he,
a little bit. And I think that tipped the scale to...
So you think that did affect you in that way? Because a lot of times people get offended when somebody says that. But I have heard that when I was talking to Milo Yiannopoulos on this program, it seemed clear in his story that when that happened to him, everything changed. And I think that makes sense, right? That if you have a sexual experience with another man, that, it excites that part of
yes.
you so prematurely, and it's impossible not to be affected by that.
Well, of course, I'd never wanted to associate my gay identity with that experience because I thought, oh, that's a disgusting time. I pretended as if it never affected me. And it wasn't until just in the last 5 or so years that I was like, wow, that night had such a profound effect on my life and the direction my life took. And I finally have kind of come to terms with that.
Well, this is heavy stuff and a lot of people get really upset about it, but I think it's important for us to try to understand sexuality.
Yeah.
Because when you keep it, under this veil, and we have to understand what is it and why do we feel the way we do. There's such a continuum, as I said. And I think it's unhealthy not to talk about it, especially because we're already talking about it and we're already creating this narrative and the culture is creating this narrative, so that when you talk about the mechanics of it or you get into that kind of stuff, people are like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not part of our narrative. We want it to be about rainbows and love.
Right.
And you think, well, what are you afraid? Why are you afraid of talking about this?
Well, I mean, that's why if you watch people like Anderson Cooper and Ellen, and everything seems so happy and joyful, but I live that life for so long, and I'm telling you, it's dark. Especially for men, it's a dark world. And I have so many friends who are in gay marriages, and they're not monogamous. I mean, they're like wildly open gay marriages. And people never talk about that. They never talk about the dark side of that world. And obviously, there's a dark side to the heterosexual world, too. But
no, there's not.
Yeah.
You know,
it's painted as this, you know, painted as this rainbow.
Yeah.
And that it's like this beautiful, wonderful thing, but it's actually, it's dark.
Well, you don't hear that much. Thanks for being willing to say it. Thank you for writing this book. Thank you for living your life. The book is A Change of Affection. Beckett Cook is the author. And Beckett, really just a joy to get to know you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time, To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We were just talking to Beckett Cook. What a story. His book is A Change of Affection. You rarely hear stories about people who were in the gay lifestyle and who have come out of it. Fascinating. No matter what you think about that issue, you need to know these people's stories. It's why I bring folks like that on this program. You can see the full interview at our YouTube channel. Go to our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show. Right now, I feel like I have to downshift to talk to our friend John Zmirak. Before we talk to John Zmirak, by the way, I want to remind you we are doing a fundraise with Food for the Poor. We need your help, okay? I'll state it bluntly. We need your help. Whatever you can do, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. There are kids starving on the border with Venezuela, in Colombia, okay? We don't want them all to come to America, but we can go to them. We can bring the love of God to them, and Food for the Poor does that. And I have to say, you know, if we believe in the private sector, that's you and me helping people. We don't need the government to do it. We don't need everybody to come to America, and then it goes, you know, we pay in our taxes. We can love these people and help these people right now where they are, but you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Let me give you the phone number. It is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. I always say we need to do something good. There's a lot of evil in the world. Do what you can. 844-863-HOPE. We go to John Zmirak right now. John, you've written a couple of powerful articles at stream.org. I want everybody to go to stream.org. You should go there, frankly, before you go to foxnews.com or wherever you go. Stream.org is spectacular. John, what are we talking about?
Thanks, Eric. Well, there's a new movie out. And those of you who didn't think that the elites in America, the media elites, the coastal elites, the academic elites, really, really, really deplore ordinary Americans, especially anyone who disagrees with them politically, who's pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage, or pro-gun rights. Well, I've got a movie for you. Universal Studios, major motion picture producer, has a new movie out called The Hunt. And The Hunt is a comedy about wealthy liberals shooting pro-lifers, Christians, Trump supporters, and so-called white racists, shooting them like deer, hunting them for fun. It's a comedy.
I guess this is really tough for me to swallow. John, I know that the movie is out. I hope people will boycott it. Well, I hope people will protest in front of the theaters.
I think they should bring air horns into the theater and play. And I don't think a single projection of this movie should proceed undisrupted. We should treat this as if imagine a studio were to re-release Birth of a Nation, the racist peon to the Ku Klux Klan that dehumanizes black Americans. I don't think a single showing of it should go undisrupted, and I don't think a single showing of The Hunt should go undisrupted to the point where theater owners just give up and stop showing it.
I want to ask you, this film, I'm not going to see the film, obviously, but this film, The Hunt, I mean, you say it's a comedy.
But it's not a satire. They're not satirizing the liberals. It's a warm, humorous wish fulfillment fantasy for liberals to watch, where they can sympathize with the characters who are shooting down people in MAGA hats, people with pro-life signs, people who go to conservative churches. That's how bad it is.
I guess my question is,
How can they have made something this bad and then release it at a time when we've just had all kinds of people killed in America, one by a so-called white supremacist and another by a pro-Antifa violent human being who lives out his fantasies, who actually killed people with whom he disagreed. And now they're showing a film that's meant to be funny about shooting human beings. I mean, it seems like
Here's the thing. We're not human beings. They are trying to dehumanize us and make us see anyone who voted for Trump is a racist and therefore a Nazi, and fighting the Nazis was a good thing. Remember, we're the resistance. Since the night Trump was elected, these people have been calling themselves the resistance and speaking about the elected president of our country as if he were a Nazi invader who had occupied the country. This is part of the escalating cycle of dehumanizing rhetoric that the left is using to try to make it okay to use violence against Christians and conservatives. This happened before in the French Revolution. Before the French Revolution, for 20 years, people like Voltaire and Diderot were circulating pamphlets that made it sound like priests and nuns were degenerate, child-molesting perverts running pornographic brothels. And sure enough, once the revolution happened, priests and nuns were massacred by the mob who had been prepared for that. In Rwanda in the 90s, the Hutu government used propaganda to dehumanize the Tutsi minority who were wealthier. And sure enough, when the moment came, they flipped the switch, they announced it, and a genocide happened. Exterminate the cockroaches was their slogan.
Well, many of us think that this... Sorry, I was going to say many people think that this kind of thing was only done in Nazi Germany, where they demonized the Jews for years and years and years in cartoons, in horrible articles that were fiction, demonized them so that, as you said, when the switch was flipped, they then began to actually kill them. The idea that this happened at other times in history and that, according to you, it's happening right now. This ought to be news, really. It's news on this program, but I wonder how many other people are covering this, because this strikes me as crossing a line in the culture. This is almost like we are now in a civil war.
Well, what they're doing is they're preparing for a civil war. And I've got another article at stream.org called Red Flag Laws Deserve a Hammer and Sickle Too. Now, the left likes to talk about civil war, but they realize that most of the gun owners in America are fairly conservative. Most of them are Christians. Most of them are family people. Probably most of them are Trump supporters. And that scares them. They know they won't get away with a civil war or even with a government crackdown on churches and on pro-lifers and on homeschoolers. They won't get away with that unless they've disarmed Americans. Well, now they've got a plan to do that. It's an end run around the Second Amendment, and unfortunately, President Trump expressed some support for it. And we need to get hold of President Trump and tell him these red flag laws are extremely dangerous. Do we have time to unpack that? We do, John.
And I want to tell people, if you go to my Facebook page, on my Facebook page and almost always on my Twitter feed, but on my Facebook page, I have John's articles almost always posted in case you're, you know, wondering how to find them or you didn't get to stream.org. But, John, please do unpack the red flag law article that you wrote at stream.org.
Sure. Red flag laws are being promoted as, well, if somebody's giving signs being a school shooter or someone who's going to shoot up a Walmart, this gives someone who sees something the chance to say something so that in that emergency situation, we can step in before he butchers dozens of people at Walmart. That is not what it is. We should rename it the Disgruntled Ex-Employee Empowerment Act of 2019. It gives anybody at all who has a grudge against you, the power to call up the police. The police will get a judge to send the police to seize your guns and your ammunition, throw it in storage somewhere where it might get damaged. You know, these might be antiques, it might be family heirlooms, doesn't matter. The police will show up, seize your property, suspend your Second Amendment rights, then you have to hire a lawyer, and you have to prove that you are safe to have guns. The burden of proof is on the accused, not on the state. And whoever made the call, there's virtually no penalty for making that call. So imagine you could do that with not the Second Amendment, but the First. Imagine I didn't like what some CNN anchor said on TV. So I can call the FBI and say, I think he's a national security threat. They silence him. They don't let him go on the air. He can't go on Facebook. He can't tweet. He can't do anything in public until he has hired a lawyer on his own money and gone before a judge and proven that he is not a national security threat. If we did that, wouldn't you say the First Amendment had been effectively abolished?
Oh, there is no question. And it's a chilling thing for people like you and me, because we know that there are always going to be people that don't like us and that would be more than willing to make a phone call if it can shut us up. Why do you think, we just got seconds here, and then we'll get you in the second segment when we come back, but why do you think Trump would be open to something this draconian?
They convinced him it was a compromise position. I don't think he read the fine print. Trump's basically a good-hearted guy who assumes the best of his opponents. That's why he tried to negotiate with Schumer and Pelosi. Trump doesn't know just how deep the evil goes, and it's our job to tell him.
Okay. Well, when we come back, more with John Smirek. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can read these articles at stream.org, or as I say, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, I usually post them. When we come back, more with John Smirek.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Mitch McConnell's re-election campaign is pushing back against Twitter for freezing its account as punishment for posting a video of protesters shouting obscenities outside the Senate leader's Kentucky home. President Trump says he's considering commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. The former governor was sentenced to 14 years in prison in 2011 following a conviction on corruption charges. Israeli forces hunting for the killer of a 19-year-old off-duty soldier and student found stabbed to death in an apparent failed kidnap attempt. Stocks are higher after several days of volatile trading brought on by escalations in the U.S.-China trade war. Investors are snapping up technology stocks. Banks led financial stocks higher as bond yields gained ground following a sharp decline yesterday. The Dow up 284 points now. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV. Okay, this is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them. But the 2-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
Mark, yeah. Ing, yeah. Bird, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Bird. Now everybody, have you heard?
He's gonna buy me a mockingbird.
And if that mockingbird won't sing,
don't sing.
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's James Taylor and Carly Simon. And I am talking to John Zmirak, not to be confused with James Taylor and or Carly Simon. John, we're talking about some really serious stuff here, and it's hard for me to get my head around it. You were just saying that Trump, it's kind of funny. I was going to say, when things like this happen, when you have these kinds of shootings, there is just an unbelievable pressure, quote unquote, to do something, even if it's something stupid or something wrongheaded. And that's what this is, isn't it?
Right. Or what I said on Twitter the other day, when someone says, it's a crisis, do something already, the proper answer is to say, I know, the Reichstag is literally on fire.
Well, I mean, for people who don't get that.
Let me point out the history of that. When the Reichstag caught fire, Hitler had not yet invoked emergency powers. He was not yet a dictator. He was a legally elected democratic leader of a multi-party coalition with a parliament full of opposition parties and a free press. The Reichstag fire happened. He blamed it on the communists. It was a national emergency. He used that excuse to suspend the German constitution he'd sworn to uphold, to close down opposition parties, to arrest or murder his opponents, and overnight, Germany went from a democracy with a bad leader to a dictatorship, and it never went back till 1945 when it had been bombed into rubble. When there's a crisis, the intelligent citizen get suspicious. How are these people using it? Remember, Rahm Emanuel, Obama's fixer, who became mayor of Chicago, said, never let a crisis go to waste. Apparently, he'd studied the Nazi playbook and the communist playbook. Totalitarians are out there on the left and on the far right, and they want to use crises like these to take away our liberties. And as I say in my article at stream.org, the Second Amendment was put in the Constitution for a very important reason. It is the nuclear option. It is the last guarantee of the people and their freedom against a tyrannical government, against gangsters, against terrorists, against anyone who would use force to strip away our God-given liberties. And anything that attacks the Second Amendment, if you take away the Second Amendment, you might as well get rid of all the others because you've multiplied them by zero. You've said we can do nothing to enforce our rights. We can do nothing to defend our homes and our families. We are 100% dependent on the nice people in the government and what they decide to do. We are veal calves. We are chickens at an egg farm. And they can take our eggs. They can kill us and cook us. We are helpless.
I have to say, you know, I wish this weren't true. I wish this were hyperbole. It's not. We're in a new day. And I think of all my friends who would describe themselves as politically liberal, I think many of them are naive in the sense that their goodwill, the reason they hold their positions, I might disagree with them. But we're in a new day now where you see because of Trump, the left has gotten they're weaponized, so to speak, and they're out to kill. And they really, when I say this, what I mean to say is that they're playing a different game. When you talk about taking away people's weapons in this way, the way you described it, that is scary to liberty.
Look at the Soviets did in the Soviet Union when they were looking bad for arresting dissidents. They just redefined it and they started using psychiatric orders. Oh, this person's mentally ill. He suffers from sluggish schizophrenia. They came up with fake medical diagnoses, and instead of putting dissidents in prison, they put them in psychiatric hospitals. Well, that's what's happening here. Instead of saying we're going to repeal the Second Amendment because they don't have the votes for that, instead of doing it wholesale, they're outsourcing it to every nosy neighbor and angry ex-wife and disgruntled former employee who are going to destroy the Second Amendment retail by getting people labeled as a threat. And it won't be teenagers who worship Satan and play first-person shooter games and boast about becoming the next school massacre person. No, it'll be if you have a Trump sign in your yard, your left-wing neighbor will call up and have them take away your guns. Or let's say you're Hispanic and your racist neighbor doesn't like you. He wishes he could get you deported. He can't, but maybe he can take away your guns. Or what if you're a stalker and you're stalking a woman and you know you worry she could defend herself against you? You can have her guns taken away. It is a complete carte blanche to turn America into a land of snitches and judges taking people's rights away with virtually no legal recourse unless you spend thousands of dollars.
What amazes me is why we're not hearing more about this on places like Fox News. I mean, this strikes me as absolutely horrific. If it's a third true, I mean, what you are saying is just an extraordinary new step that the government would be able to do this because some crazy people decided to murder others for various varying reasons, right? This was not all, white nationalists. This was white nationalists and pro-Antifa people. The devil is an equal opportunity destroyer. When we come back, we've just got seconds left, John. Tell us who John Gravino is, because we're going to have him on for the next segment.
He's a brilliant Catholic philosopher and theologian who has traced the source of the sex abuse crisis in the priesthood. And I'm so delighted that you're having him on to talk about
it. He'll be on right after you. He comes with your high recommendation, and that means everything to us. John Zmirak, my friend, thank you for everything you write.
Thanks.
People need to go to stream.org. Stream.org, or as I say, if you follow me on Facebook, everything should be there. Thanks again, John.
Thank you, Eric.
Music to magic to end. I'll play you over.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pain. I said, trust me. The Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks' worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. Harris Funeral Homes has ministered to grieving families since 1910. This family business is being sued, and Alliance Defending Freedom has brought its case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Harris Funeral Homes designs its policies, including its dress code, to best serve grieving families. In 2007, a male employee was hired who agreed to those policies. Years later, this employee said he would begin dressing as a woman at work. The owner respectfully declined and was promptly sued by the ACLU that seeks to redefine sex to include gender identity. Allowing that will create big problems for owners and will undermine crucial legal gains women have made.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is being attacked, but they cannot do it without your help. To join the fight, call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or visit yourfreedomfund.org/Metaxas.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. When you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, that's the Eagles. I'm Eric Metaxas. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and right now we're leaping from John Zmirak to his friend John Gravino, who has written something very recently about the sexual abuse horror in the Catholic Church. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me on your show.
John, we've just got the one segment, but I wanted to give you an opportunity because this strikes me as so important. Tell us what we don't know. You've written this short book called Confronting the Pope of Suspicion.
Yeah.
I guess that's available, downloadable as an e-book?
Yes, on Amazon.
All right. So tell us, what is the thesis of Confronting the Pope of Suspicion?
Yeah, certainly. Basically, I got the idea for the title from John Paul's book, The Theology of the Body. There he talks about the masters of suspicion. And the masters of suspicion are a group of 19th century thinkers who basically reject any theological concept of human nature. And so in place of theology, they propose science be put in place of theology. Now, and so basically what I'm saying in the title of my book is that Pope Francis is essentially a disciple of this kind of thinking. And that's kind of, it seems like an extreme statement to make. But when you actually look at the theology of the 1970s, you'll see that it's actually not a giant leap to make.
Say it again, because I'm not sure that I'm getting this clearly.
Basically what I'm saying is that... the idea is that in the 19th century, people become skeptical about religion. As you know, you think about Karl Marx, you think about Sigmund Freud or Friedrich Nietzsche. And they launched a critique of Christian-informed understandings of human nature. And very specifically, what they were critical of was an understanding that called into question our instinctual passions. So as you know, as a practicing Christian, we have an understanding of the deadly sins, envy, gluttony, lust, wrath, and so forth. The masters of suspicion are saying, why are the human passions such a bad thing? Maybe the Catholic Church sold us a bill of goods when they discouraged us from pursuing our natural inclination. That's basically what the Masters of Suspicion, that was their project. What we see in the 1970s is we see a number of Catholic theologians actually signing on to this project and throwing out this idea of the deadly sins or that our passions could be harmful to us and signing on to instead the Freudian idea, which is that it actually might be psychologically harmful for us to deny our passion. And so what we get in the 1970s is a bunch of terrible theology books that are encouraging priests to be sexual and to explore their sexuality. And we see the introduction of moral relativism in these books. The Bible condemns homosexuality as a sin, not in these theology textbooks. Everything is okay. Fornication, masturbation, pornography, there isn't anything that that typically the Bible condemns that these people disapprove of.
Okay, we've just got a couple of minutes, John. But what I want you to do is so link this to the current Pope. You've written this book, Confronting the Pope of Suspicion, by John Gravino. So tell us now. We've just got about two or so minutes. How is this Pope buying into what is clearly a Freudian anti-Christian worldview?
Okay, and it's very clearly expressed in his last, one of his major writings, Amoris Laetitia. In Amoris Laetitia, you see the elevation of personal conscience. And you also see the rejection very explicitly in paragraph 304. You see the explicit rejection of absolute moral norms. And by that, that means that, think about the commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Both of us think of that as an absolute moral norm. Pope Francis is saying in Amoris Laetitia that there's no such thing as an absolute moral norm that doesn't have some exceptions to it. That is a rejection of long-standing Christian tradition.
Why do you think
morality of the Bible and of the Church does not admit of any exceptions?
Why do you think this?
So, for example,
has
if homosexuality is sinful, it's always sinful.
Right.
Oh, God, I couldn't hear you, Eric.
No, continue. We've just got about a minute left, but it's wonderful to hear you say this. Terrible as it is, it's important for us to hear what you're saying. Continue, please.
I think if I just have another minute, what I would like to do probably is link this to a bigger picture. Pop psychology has, I would say that the abuse scandal in the church is really just one symptom of, among many symptoms in our culture, of the terrible effect that pop psychology has had. I would say that as soon as pop psychology granted license to us to go ahead and pursue our desires, what happened was, in effect, we all became hyper-consumers, and we got addicted to our passions. And once that happened, all kinds of toxic phenomena started being introduced into society. If you look at our society, CDC says that we are plagued with an STD epidemic. Newspapers have been writing about an obesity epidemic for decades. We have a lot of political unrest in our society from people who cannot control their passion.
Okay, I'm afraid we're out of time today. But folks, go to the book Confronting the Pope of Suspicion. Very short. You can download it. Confronting the Pope of Suspicion. Horrible stuff. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Milo Ventimiglia.
And I'm Amanda Seyfried.
Tomorrow, meet the dog who will show the world how to be human. Set me free. Enzo is more than just a dog. He is an old soul.
He's a spiritual being.
I think audiences are going to pick up the importance of family, the focusing on those things that are giving back to you in life.
The most emotional things are the things that stay with you and teach you can get through anything.
Call it fate, call it luck. All I knew was I was meant to be their dog. Set me
free. The Art of Racing in the Rain. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters tomorrow.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
From SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Mitch McConnell's re-election campaign is pushing back against Twitter for freezing its account as punishment for posting a video of protesters shouting obscenities outside the Senate leader's Kentucky home.
The video shows a group of demonstrators gathered outside McConnell's home in Louisville. One protester, reportedly the leader of the local Black Lives Matter chapter, can be heard uttering a string of profanities against McConnell and his family, even calling on somebody to stab McConnell in the heart. Twitter says by posting that video, McConnell violated its policies. That, even as McConnell's campaign manager, Kevin Golden, notes, Twitter allows the words Massacre Mitch to trend on its platform. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities in Canada announced they found two bodies believed to be fugitives who led police on a 2,000-mile manhunt. The two teens believed to be responsible for the deaths of three people. On Wall Street, the Dow had 360 points, the NASDAQ up 170. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-384-9393. That's 800-384-9393. 800-384-9393.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Oh, my gosh. We have just done so much in these 2 hours.
Yeah.
I hope you have a chance. By the way, if you don't, people always ask me, how can I listen to the program? And we're on all over the country. But if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, mm-hmm. there's a list of stations. You can also listen to the program at MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. Even if you go to EricMetaxas.com, you can link to MetaxasTalk.com. So if you can only remember my name, Eric Metaxas, you can get there. Also, on your phone, you can get for free the Eric Metaxas Show app. Honestly, it is a beautiful app. All kinds of stuff on it. It's free, and you can listen to the program anytime you want. We recommend it. And if you go to Metaxas Super, you can listen without commercials. What do you think about that? Speaking of commercials, I want to talk about food for the poor. This is not exactly a commercial. This is a desperate cry for help. I got to tell you, folks, right now, we are linked with Food for the Poor to help get food, water, and emergency relief to kids and families on the border with Venezuela. These are people who are really suffering right now. This is happening. There is a crisis, okay? There are all of these people being displaced, particularly in this case from Venezuela. And they're suffering. And we know that we don't think it's a good idea for them to march all the way north to the United States, where we will take them in and stuff. It becomes complicated and ultimately wrongheaded to deal with it that way. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to do something. What can we do? Well, we say go to them with the love of God and feed them and help them. And so we've partnered with Food for the Poor. You can find out more at MetaxasTalk.com, but we need you to help us because Food for the Poor does everything, but they need our money so they can do what they do. So they feed these kids and their families. Half of the kids under age 5 are suffering from malnutrition. Okay, so this is very real. We need your help. I always say we've all got to do something. The question is what? If you don't have a better answer, folks, please go to MetaxasTalk.com and give whatever you can give. I'll give the phone number at the end of the hour. But I also want to say that we have all kinds of things that we want to do for you. Anybody who gives anything, $10, whatever it is, to Food for the Poor, we will put your name in
a drawing for a grand prize at the end of the month, which will include three copies signed of my new book. It's the sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp. The new book is Donald Builds the Wall. And we are giving signed copies of those to everybody who gives $200 or more. But for any amount, your name goes into a drawing to win three signed copies of that, three signed copies of Donald Builds the Wall, a signed copy of Bonhoeffer, a signed copy of If You Can Keep It, signed copy of Martin Luther, and on and on and on. All of my books that we have, I will sign them, and you'll get copies of them. It's just a mother load of stuff, and I hope you love it. But we do that to say thank you. And so we hope you'll go to MetaxasTalk.com. You can donate in someone else's name. You can get the gift, and you can give it to a school, and they'll use it for their auction. They can raise a lot of money, I would think. Anybody who gives $500, we give you all these things. Plus, we invite you to come visit us here in the studio in New York. That's a lot of fun, trust me. We have a lot of fun when folks come to visit. It doesn't matter how many of you want to come. You can bring in your whole family, whatever it is. And anybody who can give $10,000, and we know that you're out there. Folks, this is a dire need. It's tax deductible. And I just want to say that, you know, God sees when we do things like this. This counts eternally speaking. And I don't mean just for you. I mean, when there's so much evil in the world, we've got to do something. So I say anybody can give $10,000, we will invite you to have dinner with us and have a wonderful time. Albin and I would love to have dinner with you here in the city or whatever it is. We're just about out of time. I'm going to give the phone number. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or go to 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Again, please do it now, 844-863-HOPE.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.